12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to A Spy Thriller with Teeth. 12-Sided Stories presents Dead Drop, a story-heavy, rules-light, Knights Black Agents actual play. And now, your director, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Dead Drop, Episode 1. This is Wes. I have some wonderful players with me. Let's start with Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja, and I will be playing Asha Kumar, who has some questions that she would definitely like answered yesterday.
Hello all, my name is B, my pronouns are they, them, and I'm going to be playing Decker Black, the handsome muscle, and he has a lot of wrongs to right, I think.
Hello, I am Saint Spider, and I will be playing our kind of spooky medic type, if that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's absolutely a thing. There's a lot of spooky medics.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am not a spooky medic. I am going to be playing Sophia Vallardes, who is a cleaner. I always want to say it, a cleaner.
A cleaner,
Arnold. I don't know why.
Don't ever stop yourself. Don't let your dreams stay dreams.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Okay, so since this is our first episode, there's really not a recap, so let's jump right in. We are going to start with Asha. Asha, you wake up, your head hurts, your vision's blurry, it's hard to really kind of get a sense of yourself, you ache a little bit, and you feel like you're sticky, not moist.
Very specifically, sticky.
Sticky.
I kind of like crack my eyes open and look around slowly. Where am I?
You are in a bedroom and it looks like a 1970s, 1980s hotel room. There is a blinking fluorescent light right outside your window. You hear the sound of a far off above ground train and you have like the orange curtains and the gross like orange carpet, the worst sheets in the world. And there's a medium-sized puddle of blood that's soaked into the mattress where you're laying.
Okay, I'm gonna take stock of myself. I'm assuming now that I'm sticky because of that blood. But did that blood come from a obvious place on my body?
You reach up and you feel like your neck's really tender. And once you touch it, you have this flash of memory of bodies grinding together and very intense emotions. Then it just goes black.
Fuck. I am going to get up and wash up and look around the room. Is any of my stuff there?
No, just the clothes that you have on. And when you go to the bathroom to wash up, you notice that you have on a white shirt that kind of looks like a maitre d' shirt or a waiter shirt, you know, with the collar and the whole nine yards. And you have no pants on. And there are two large puncture marks in your neck. And just blood has come down and stained the front of this shirt pretty badly.
Okay, so step one, clean up. Step two, find some damn clothes. This is good. I'm going to attempt to lock down the internal freakout that is currently happening.
Actually, let's make a stability check.
Rude. Let's have all this trauma and make a stability check. What?
And just to be clear, clothes-wise, your pencil skirt is there. So it's a black pencil skirt and a white shirt. In your mind, it looks like you were on some kind of mission.
Yeah, this is definitely not my standard wardrobe that I would have chosen to wear at all. Well, there goes the idea that maybe this wasn't my shirt. What the fuck? I'm going to put in 2 points for my stability roll.
Okay. And just as a reminder, stability is always usually at 4. I'm not going to move that around, so you just have to beat a 4 on a 6-sided.
Well, I got a 6 on the die, so that's an 8. So I guess I'm doing all right, as can be. So, okay. So I must have been assigned something. I must have been assigned something. And then obviously that went poorly. What the fuck was going on with me? Why do I look like I came out of like a 90s goth wet dream? So I'm going to clean up, take the shirt into the tub or whatever and attempt to get the stains out if possible. In the meantime, like while that's soaking, I'm going to look around and see if there's any other clothes, anything else that I could maybe like, any other clues to where the fuck I am? Where the hell is my phone?
So you search around and you find your phone underneath the bed and you look outside, just peek outside the window, and you realize you're in Chicago near the elevated train tracks. It looks like, from what you can tell, probably early spring. The last thing you remember, though, and this is the hard part, is leaving London, coming back to the U.S. That's your last memory, is arriving in the U.S. And when you were in London, you were doing a completely different operation. It went really well. Everything was fine. You worked with a few people. One that you remembered was Layla. She was a doctor, and she provided some basic backup for you. But everything else is really hazy. You also remember Layla from your early Navy years. You two don't always get along. You don't always see eye to eye, but it's at least a person you remember.
Okay. I'm going to use my phone to try to check in with my handler.
Okay.
Can I even remember the number?
No, you can't. You can't even remember how to log into your phone. Actually, let's do a luck. Let's see if you have a phone that has a face recognition thing, which you may not want because you're a spy and you don't necessarily want that sort of thing.
Also, those things are just unlock for anybody. Your face could be like somewhere near it in the unlock.
Yeah. Roll a 6-sided die. 1, 2, 3. You do have the face recognition.
I do not have face recognition. That was
color. You can't even remember the code. You're like putting your birthday in and everything else. And, you know, you don't want to brick the phone. So you're like, shit, I'm going to have to talk to someone to break this open.
Okay. So I'm going to need cash. I'm going to need somewhere to get a new something, some help.
You notice that there's a note on the dresser.
So I pick it up.
It just says, last night was wonderful. I'll find you when I need you again. See.
Hell no. Okay, so first order of business is getting the fuck out of here. And then hopefully something will come to me and I can figure out how to get in touch with any of my people. Or even just Layla, who I remember, hopefully, is a doctor-esque person-ish.
Yep. You definitely remember, like I said, you remember everything up till London and coming back to DC. How you got to Chicago, how you got in this room, how you got the worst hickey in the world. You don't know any of that. Just flashes of a night.
Okay. I am going to finish cleaning my shirt as best as I can, assuming there were no other clothes in there, and then just triple check the room to see if there was any cash, any keys, anything that I could use to actually get around.
You do find a set of keys and about $25 and some change. Also, you do know how to lift a wallet if you need to.
And that is something I'm going to have to do. $25 isn't going to do a whole lot for me.
Right. All right.
So yeah, I'm going to go out of the hotel room. I'm going to take the keys. What kind of keys are they? Is there a car?
It looks like it's a Mercedes key with a little security button on it.
Oh, good. It's a fob. Always a plus when you don't remember where you parked your car or even having a car.
Let's jump over to Saint then. Saint, Layla has been a doctor for rich people for a while. dealing with different things like their drug addictions, keeping them semi-healthy. You dealt with this one guy named Thaddeus who has had a couple of heart attacks. You don't really do missions very often. You do side gigs to make a little extra money every once in a while, but you have money. You're in Manhattan in your apartment, and about 6 months ago, you made it back from London, and you've been just doing your basic work as you've been, you know, settling back in. And you get a frantic call from Thaddeus, and he's all like,
Layla, look, you gotta get over here quick. I can't call the hospital. Please, just come over here fast to my penthouse. Please, I'll pay whatever. Just come over here.
Okay. Just, I'll be right over. We've been through this before. Just drink some water. Stay still.
It's not me. It's my friend. They're not responding to anything.
Okay, have you told anyone else about this?
Fuck no. I can't have this. I need your help.
Okay, I'll be there as soon as possible. It just hangs up.
Okay, so you head over and you get to the apartment, and there's a woman laying face down on the carpet, blood everywhere, and she's got a bunch of bullet holes, through and through bullet holes. Like, they did close range. There's a gun on the coffee table. Thaddeus is rocking back and forth on the floor a few feet away with his cell phone next to him. And there's this blaring electronic music going on in the background. You can see tears are just streaming down his face. He's like, she's fucking dead. She's dead. She wasn't supposed to fucking die.
Layla just takes a deep breath. It's not the first time that one of her clients has ended up with a dead body in their apartment, but usually she wipes her hands at this point. It's not used going to jail for this bullshit. However, this is crazy. I've never seen anything like this. I've never had the client look like they just murdered. I walk over. There's a gun that's near him, right? I'm just pushing it away, putting myself in between him and that weapon. And I'm just going to be like, what the fuck did you do?
We took a drug that it speeds up the healing process. And she shot me and I was fine. And the bullet hole went away. And his fucking pupils look like dishes, right?
Just blasted.
Yeah, they're like Chinette. Okay. He goes, and so then I shot her and she was fine. And we kept going back and forth. And then for some reason, she just stopped getting back up.
And you kept shooting her?
No. This was at the end. And her wounds won't heal. All my wounds went away. I don't know why. I guess I didn't give her enough of the drug.
What drug is my first thing? I think he's just high.
It's over there on the counter. This is a little wet bar thing.
Okay. I'm debating whether or not to call the cops on you, Thaddeus. How the fuck did you think I would fix this?
Oh, come on. You, look, this was an accident. This wasn't on purpose. This wasn't with malicious intent. I didn't mean to, I can't go to jail. I fucking can't. You gotta help me. You gotta know somebody that can deal with this shit. Please.
Layla's just...
Half a million. Cash.
I need you to look me in the eyes.
He does, and it's like...
I don't need money. At this point, I'm looking at human trash or human mistake. Which one are you?
He thinks for a minute. Yes, this was a human mistake by human trash.
I'm just like, honestly, she's trying to contain a bit of a freak out just because this is taking her back to some of the war.
Let's do a stability check.
Yes, this looks like a war crime to her. Like just a victim who had just been
shot.
Well,
it also reminds you that you have taken care of your own problems. Yes. With lethal means in the past.
And I'm just kind of like, I didn't want to do that anymore. So anyway, that conflict is happening. I'm going to, it's still probably a four, right?
Or it's always a four, unless I go, look, this is like an eight or some BS, which I'm not going to do.
I'm going to put one point in just because I would like to be functional. And Okay, I didn't even need to. I got a 4, so 5.
So you got a 5, you're dealing with it, you're just having your own flashbacks of different operations where things have gone bad. And one thing that pops in your mind is you worked at Operation once and you had to call in someone to clean up something like this. This hacker named Sophia, who you know, given the right amount of money, can make some of this go away.
I may know someone to help you out, but you need to tell me everything about this drug. And I might make your mom send you to rehab. I know she's in her 80s.
Oh, come on.
But she still has... No. I know how that trust works. Okay, so just...
Jesus, please, don't make me do that. I mean, I'll go to rehab, but don't put my mom in the middle of this. She's horrible.
I know.
Do you know her... You know her husband is my age? You know how horrible that is to be like, hey, remember high school? Oh.
I think... considering you have a bullet-ridden corpse on your floor, we shouldn't judge anything.
Touché.
So I already had the gun separated from me. I looked at him and I'm like, I kind of believe that this is somehow a mistake, but I just do not believe that how it went down is how he said. So I want to just take that drug away. Clearly, it's an insanity drug. Confiscate the gun. Even though I don't want to touch him because I'm very conflicted, I should probably examine where he said he was shot just in case this is like PCP or something.
He never wears a shirt in his own apartment. He's one of those dudes. And you look at his chest and everything, and there are no wounds at all. And he goes, look, I'm telling the truth. I was shot several times. It's the drug. The drug did it.
Just nothing. There's just like completely nothing?
No, it's clear, but he does have a tattoo that says no regrets.
Oh my God. Well, I'm used to that at least. It'd be interesting if the misspelling happened because of the knitting of the skin or something like that. It's like, oops, spell check. Anyway. Okay, wow. So literally nothing. That's crazy. Is there anything strange from what I could tell of the woman's corpse on the floor? Like, is her blood a weird color?
No, it's no. Shiny? She's not shiny. She's not. There's no weirdness about her. All her blood has just escaped her body from the 5 or 6 bullet holes that were pumped through her torso. Do you want to check out the drug?
Yeah, let me examine what its physical components are.
Well, they're red pills, and they're right next to what could be called a Scarface mountain of cocaine on the wet bar. So it's this huge mountain of cocaine in the middle and then a bunch of lines that they were obviously mixing these two drugs together. The only thing on the outside of the pill bottle that they were taking, which is almost empty, there's only like 2 or 3 pills left, is called Baratola. So it's Baratola.
Okay. And does it sound familiar?
Not at all. No.
All right.
You've never heard of it before. And he goes, look, I took my first dose like a week before she did. That might be it. That might be what happened.
It takes a week?
Well, I've been taking it like for the last month, and she's been taking it for the last 3 weeks. And we were told that after a month, we should be okay, but we were a bit high, and I didn't think that it would be a problem.
Thaddeus, any drug that makes you think you can shoot yourself, don't take it anymore.
Didn't you hear a popping sound?
Fuck. From where?
From behind you, as you're looking at the drugs.
I immediately turn around.
And you notice that the woman on the floor is starting to lift herself up, and you hear all this cracking of bones popping back into place, but her face is contorted and she's snarling a little bit, and her teeth have elongated a little bit, and Thaddeus jumps literally over the couch back towards the wet bar. It's like, holy shit, and she's standing suddenly up. And her eyes are bloodshot red, and the holes in her body start to heal up a little bit. And we'll be right back to you in just a minute. So, Decker.
Yes.
You are in the shower. You are getting released the next morning. So it's early morning. You're taking a shower.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully the last one here.
And this guy, Jeff, comes up behind you and just puts his hand on your shoulder. He goes, I'm going to miss you a lot. I'm really sorry that you're heading out. And he starts to take a shower. He goes, but I need to talk to you about something.
Yeah, man. What's up? You want to, can I share that soap you've got? Is that Dove soap?
Yeah, I got some from the store. Here you go.
Oh my God. Thank you.
No problem. I just wish we could get more lotion in this place. Jesus Christ.
My elbows are so dry. It's not, it's, but no, you had something important to tell me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Look, I heard some of those Allfather dicks talking and they said something about going after your mom.
My ma?
Yeah, your ma.
Mother, what did they say? Like, he's gonna turn that water off and like lean right into Jeff. Like, tell me everything.
Look, they were sitting there talking about how their bosses were gonna make sure that you got yours and they knew you were gonna get out tomorrow. So it's gonna go down tonight so that it happens before you can get home.
Mm-hmm. Allfathers, those fuckers always had a bone to pick with me.
Oh, they're racist pricks. What do you expect?
Oh, I don't know why they're not all dead.
Because they're white.
That is the answer. Thank you, Jeff. You are so insightful sometimes.
Anyway, I don't know what you're going to do, but you might have to leave before you're allowed to leave, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I got to stay low. Towel. Okay. Anything else?
That's it, man. Good luck, okay?
And we have a really elaborate high five, Jeff and I. So we do that fully nude. And then, good knowing you, man.
Good knowing you, too. Good luck. So what is your plan? If it's going to be tonight, you've got literally 12 hours to get out and get back home.
So if I'm understanding, I have to escape or lay low?
Escape.
Cool. Now, if Prison Break has taught me anything, the TV show, I think I've seen it, I think. You need connections. You need to know somebody that's already been working on getting out, somebody that has connections with the guards. You need to know somebody with the tools. So I imagine, is there like a crew of people that have already kind of been working a little bit on this? They just needed a little bit of me on their side?
I will say, because you are the face, that you have connections throughout the entire prison. And yeah, you know that there are people in places that if you do them favors or guarantee them money in their accounts or something like that, they can get you out, usually through the laundry. Some of the laundry gets shipped out because it's an older facility, so they don't have a whole laundry room situation going on. You know that there is a guy named Michael who is the guy who gets everything. You know, he's the Morgan Freeman of this particular prison. And you also know of a few guys down in the laundry room that if you gave them a few candy bars, they'd be like, sure, dude, just jump in, do your thing. Now, it's not easy. And they will be expecting some kind of payment down the line because they're all mobbed up. So they have connections outside. And there are guards also. If you do your schmoozing thing with them, especially Rick. Rick is very attracted to you.
Rick is a guard?
Rick is a guard.
Excellent.
And Rick has not made any, like, he hasn't hidden his admiration for your abs. So.
Oh, Rick.
Rick would be your best person to start the process with.
Okay, it sounds very much like it's going to be Rick, then talk to Michael, and then go down to the laundry room where I'll meet Frenchie and Miguel.
Okay, Frenchie and Miguel it is.
Perfect. Okay, so I feel like we probably still have a little bit of, like, the open time that some prisoners get to, like, be treated like humans and not chattel.
There's, like, an open room with a television, and if you want to go out to the yard, you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I'm going to hunt down Rick. He probably has, like, a regular place he's stationed.
Yeah, he does. He's usually on the second tier of, and just looking down. So it's easy enough to find him.
Okay, the first thing that Decker is going to do is, are we wearing, like, one pieces, like, jumpers, or, like, pants and a top?
Pants and a top.
Okay. Top comes off, wraps around the waist, 90s style. because you can't lose the shirt, but the abs need to be on display to fully get what I want, because in Decker's mind, that's like a plus one to everything he does.
Right, absolutely, which is probably true.
Yeah, he'll slide on up, do like the elbow leaning up against like a door frame or anything available to cut off Rick's kind of vision and only be in his view.
Absolutely. You have no problem doing that because you have flirt, so you're already there. He's like, oh, hi, Decker. How are you?
Sup. So, I'm going to need your eyes for eyes up here for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some business that I got to do down in laundry. I'm going to pick some things up first, and then do you think you could be the guard on duty to make sure that I take care of what I need to take care of, if you know what I mean? Wink.
Are you planning on coming back at some point?
At some point.
Because you get out tomorrow morning.
Oh, I know.
And if you're not there tomorrow morning, I can't do anything past that.
Oh, that's fine.
So you can be back?
Yes. And he does not make eye contact.
Okay. Awesome. And he kind of touches your hand. And he goes, I would love to have coffee with you after you're done with this, with your time.
You know what, Rick? Give me your number. Something tells me I'll have a cell phone when I'm back out there.
He slips you a number and he says, look, here's 40 to keep you, to be able to help you out.
Decker's going to pat him like gently on the face and then kiss him on the other cheek.
Okay. And he goes, all right, good luck. Get out of here, though. Go quick.
Thanks. You're a good guy.
All right. So.
And then as he's walking away, he puts the shirt right back on. It's cold.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. And you're outside of D.C., probably in Fairfax or something like that.
Okay.
The last time you saw your mom was like a month ago during visiting hours. Aww. And so she was there. Explain what your mother looks like.
Oh my gosh. Decker's ma is the sweetest, tiniest little lady, like super dark, ashy skin. Her hair has been in locks for so long that like you can see where the gray has grown in and the very tips are still just a little bit brown. She always carries a little handbag on her, lots of layers. She's got these thick, thick glasses that she's had for as long as anybody has known her. And she's just really sweet and always wants to help. Like, she has been Decker's rock through and through, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Awesome. All right, so are you heading towards Michael?
Yeah. I feel like Michael, like, is Michael, yeah, in his cell? Does he have, like, a regular place, like a table where people just come and visit him?
He holds court downstairs. Yes! At the checker table. And he's usually just sitting back. He's an older guy. He's probably in his 60s. He's a lifer. He's not going anywhere and doesn't want to go anywhere. And he is himself mobbed up. Michael's a very entrenched mob dude. And his job is to make sure that the mob, old school mob, is in control of what's going on in the jail, to the point where the All Fathers have to ask him permission before they're able to do anything.
Damn, he's got power.
He's got a lot of power. And he sees you coming up. He goes, Decker, what's up? You're looking good. You're leaving tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I cannot wait. But in the interest of leaving, Decker's going to lean in close, like hands on the checkers table. That's like the game of like, yeah, hands on the table, even close. I've got some favors to ask you, and I'll slip him a 20.
All right, well, what's up?
I'm gonna convince the guards in the laundry room to let me escape with some of the items there, and I just need something to bribe them. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking you're fucking nuts. Sorry, but
keep
you're
down.
Out tomorrow. What are you gonna do?
I'm not out. Hear me out. The All Fathers are gonna fucking kick my ass. I can't face them all. They are gonna hurt me. They're gonna hurt me bad. I'm gonna go back in the hospital. I'm gonna go back in the infirmary. That or I'm gonna fight back and I'm gonna be in here for life. I cannot let that happen. They threatened my mother.
Oh, well.
You seen my mom? And, like, he pats around for like a little photo he keeps of her.
Okay, that's different. Family's always different. I get that. He goes, look, Frenchie is easy. Give him these two candy bars and he'll be fine. The other guy...
These are generic brand candy. What, is, really? He'll be impressed by this?
I don't know what to tell you. He's not all there sometimes.
Okay.
He'll be fine.
Fine. Got it. Thank you. Pockets it.
He's diabetic and they ration his sweets.
Yeah, they do. He goes, you know, Miguel owes me something. And so this will be his payback. You just get out of here, okay?
Yeah. So drop
and take your $20. I don't need this shit. You know what? In the future, when you get a little bit more money, you know where my account is. Just throw a little cash in there so I can do some work, okay? Just go take care of your ma.
Decker's going to grab him by both cheeks and kiss him on the forehead. You are fucking amazing. Thank you. I know.
Now get out of here. You got to get going.
Yeah. I'll see you on the other side, figuratively. Like walking and talking.
So you head downstairs, and Frenchie is leaning up against the wall, just oblivious to everything. And Miguel looks up at you and goes, what are you doing down here, Decker?
I got word from Michael that everybody has to go upstairs. Miguel, Frenchie, you stay. I got to talk to you two.
Okay.
Come on, everybody, out now.
So everybody leaves because they're afraid of you. And Miguel and Frenchie come up and go, okay, what the fuck's all this about?
And as Decker's talking, he's pulling off his like prison clothes to get ready to put on. I imagine there's like officer clothing in here because I can't go out wearing orange.
A jumper.
Yeah.
Or whatever, okay. An orange prison chic.
Yeah. Even if I can put like a tank, like a white tank on or something.
Yeah, perfect. Absolutely. So you're able to put on a prison guard shirt and just pants. How do you explain this to them? Because they're like, what the fuck are you doing? You're putting on clothes and...
Yeah. So, okay, hear me out, you two. I gotta get out. I gotta get out like yesterday. And he pats around in his pockets that are on the ground. Frenchie, these are for you. Just watch your sugar, man.
Generic candy bars.
Yeah, I know it ain't easy, but like, just take care of yourself. You know, you're looking a little pale.
It's the diabetes.
Yeah. I get it ain't easy. Insulin is just outrageous. Mm-hmm. The price is skyrocketing, but neither here nor there. I'm leaving. You two, mwah. You're going to save me, Miguel. No more deaths with Michael. Erased.
You're kidding.
You gotta help me. Nah, I'm not kidding. Do I look like a man who kids?
Get in the fucking thing. We'll get you out of here.
All right. And like again, like a cheek pat.
Okay. So they roll you up on this truck. The truck leaves. And at some point at a stop sign or whatever, you get off and out of the truck. And we will come back to you very shortly. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Sophia, you haven't been doing as much work as a cleaner lately. But you're still friends with all these guys. You're still friends with a lot of the Italian and Russian mob. You sometimes launder money through cryptocurrency. And you're even looking into NFTs and stuff like that to deal with. You are the worst to a lot of people when it comes to that stuff, but you don't give a fuck. And you're heading over to Igor's, who is this Russian mob dude, just big, probably 6'10". And 450 pounds of just massive person, you know. Igor is an enforcer, surprisingly. And basically, he shows up. He doesn't have to move fast. He just shows up and looks at people. And they realize that they're going to get ripped apart if he gets a hold of them. So you've known these guys for a while. And Alexander's talked to you. He goes, you know, so... what's it going to take to get you back in the game, Sophia?
You know me, footloose and fancy free. I don't want to be tied down. I've got enough money. I've finished school. You know, I just want to go do my own thing.
You don't want to be tied down? I don't believe that in one second.
Well, you know, not without consent or anything, but...
Well, look, you always have a job if you want one. We always have issues.
Well, if I ever need, you know, if I ever need a little cash, I'll give you a call or... You know, get in contact with you in some way and see if there's anything needs doing.
What about digital cleaning?
Well, you know, I'm good at it.
Look, that's all I'm saying. You're good at all this stuff. You're good at getting rid of problems, and we like that. You know, dealing with the Russian mob, I mean, we're sophisticated Europeans. The Russian are not. They've always been, since Peter the Great, they've been in the backwater. You know that.
Well, I'm not going to comment on any of that stuff, but... Because I like my skin, you know. But, yeah, you know, if you need any money cleaned, I'll help you out. Not on the regular, though. Just not every once in a while.
Would I ask that of you?
Yes.
Yes, I would. Look, we'll talk about it more after we deal with Igor. I think tonight's going to be one of those up late drinking a lot and watching movies that are dubbed in Russian and with English subtitles. It's a weird thing for the brain to process, but that's where we're at.
Okay.
So you show up at his place, and before you even get to the door, you smell blood, and so does Alexander, and he goes, oh, fuck. Do you smell that?
Yeah.
That's fresh.
That ain't good.
You got gloves?
Of course. I pull them out of my bag. I always have gloves on me.
So he puts on the gloves, and the door is not locked. Oh, shit, that's not good either. Oh, shit.
You got a piece on you?
Look, of course I got a piece on. Come on, I'll cover you. You just open the door and stay off to the side.
Okay, so I slowly open the door, and I get to the side.
And he has the gun up, pointing inside, and a look on his face, it's like all the color just kind of drains out. He kind of lowers the gun. He says, holy fuck.
What?
It ain't pretty. Take a look.
So I look around.
Igor is in the center of his place. Now, this is like a warehouse kind of made into a apartment place. So the ceilings are really high, and they've got the beams across. And there are chains around his hands and around his feet. And he's up about 5 feet off the ground altogether, taut. And his back has been opened up, and all the muscles on his back have been folded out to look like he's got wings. And there's a ton of blood underneath him. Alexander goes, shit, who the fuck would do this?
Oh my God. I've seen bad before, but Jesus Christ.
Look, we need to get rid of this shit.
We need to get the fuck out of here.
No, look, he's got shit here that we can't leave here.
Then we grab the shit and we go.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you arguing with me?
Let's go. We're talking too much.
Fuck. It's like my sister or something. So you all go through and you start grabbing papers and grabbing stuff. And you suddenly hear the toilet flush. And Alexander whips around with his gun. Oh, shit. What the hell? Stay behind me. So the door knob slowly turns and opens. And this all-father dude comes out. He's got tatted up, everything else. And he's not armed. And Alexander goes, who the fuck are you? And the guy like goes, look, just using the bathroom. Just everybody stay chill. We're all good.
You're just randomly using the bathroom when this is hanging in front of you.
Look, we're all professionals here. We all do our jobs differently. I've had stomach issues. I'm sorry. I didn't think anybody was going to be here. We can work this out somehow. What's done is done. He's gone. Wasn't easy either. He's a big fucker, but it's done, okay? Look, I don't want anything. I don't know you people, and I don't, there's no reason for us to have an issue. And you can tell Alex is doing the math right now.
Okay. I mean, I don't have a weapon on me, so I'm just kind of like,
Alex says, what the fuck? What do we do here? What's the play?
I asked the guy, why Igor?
He stole some product, like a lot of product, from the wrong people.
Which product?
Do you all want to get involved in this or just walk the fuck away? You've got his stuff. Just walk the fuck out.
Last time I checked, we're the ones with the gun on you.
Fair point, but two corpses are harder to hide than one. And Alexander goes, no, they're not.
Not really, no.
Look.
I'm sorry.
It's called...
What mansplaining racist.
It's called Barlatola. It's a new drug. It's only for really rich people. And somehow that asshole got a hands on a bunch of it. And he didn't keep it quiet. And so he had to be taken out. Okay? My people have already left. I was just... had to use the restroom. This is all... Please... And you hear the gun start to, like, the hammer goes up. So this, and Alexander looks at you and goes, you know we're going to have to clean this all up, right? Fuck you, you piece of shit. We need to clean this up.
No, I know, but we only need to clean him up. We didn't have nothing to do with this. with Igor.
Yeah, but we can't leave Igor like this. It's not right. You know it's not right. He was our friend.
I know, but... We're going to need more people, man. The two of us can't lift him. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I'll call up a few people.
Okay. Well, he's calling. I'm still grabbing stuff like any laptops, any flash drives, anything that's around that's going to have any information on it.
Okay, so you're collecting all this shit. We will come back to you later on. So let's jump back over to Saint. Layla, this woman who obviously should be dead is now standing in front of you, snarling, looking very animalistic, and she starts to hunch over a little bit and get down on all fours. Thaddeus is like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? And it starts to come towards you. And every time it moves, you can hear its bones like do this crunching sound. What do you want to do?
I got my gun in front of me, or the gun in front of me.
Okay.
Do I know if it's loaded or not?
You never go anywhere without a loaded gun.
Okay.
Oh, their gun. You're going to grab their gun.
Yeah. Well,
I also have your own.
My own piece, but I was like, oh shit, I don't know if I had it on me at this point or if I'm closer to his gun.
I'm going to say that with your past, you probably always have a gun because you're afraid of being cornered and caught on something.
Right. I believe that as well. Thank you. So I'm going to whip that out because, this is clearly an attacking force. I'm not even going to think about it. Going to go for, I have shooting 10.
Okay. This is going to be pretty like a normal roll. So it's close range. She's making deliberate movements. Actually, let's do a stability check before.
Fair.
And then we'll decide how hard it is for you to shoot that gun.
Okay, I'm going to use my nice dice from before. Maybe I don't need a point. I don't know. Oh, I'm going to use another point just in case.
Yeah. No problem.
I'm nervous. I didn't need it again. Okay, I rolled a 5 and it's 6. Yes.
All right, so your stability is fine. Now make a shot, make your gunshot, and how many points are you going to spend?
Just spend 2. I want to drop this thing if possible or, incapacitate it as it is coming to rip our faces off. Okay, I got a 4, so plus 1, 5.
Okay, so roll damage and then add plus 1 to it.
Alrighty, damage time. Got 4 plus 1, 5.
Awesome. You hit this thing and it keeps moving towards you. You stop it for a second and Thaddeus is like, holy fuck, we gotta go. We gotta get out of here.
Oh, it's not even slowed down a bit. Nope.
It took it, but it stopped, but it's still
up. It's like I punched
up.
It.
Yeah, well, not so much, but it definitely is still coming towards you.
Okay, I'm gonna glance upon my skills real quick if there's anything cool.
Okay.
I've never seen this before.
No, ever. No, God, no.
Okay, yeah, okay, cool, yeah.
Dead is dead.
Okay, yeah, so I'm questioning so many things. And I'm just like, this looks like a fucking werewolf, Thaddeus. Was this happening before? I say
no.
As I'm backing up.
No!
5. And then,
4.
Okay. I guess we're running. We're getting out because I have nothing else to stop a zombie wolf lady.
Let's do a athletics roll. So this is a chase situation. You're both trying to get to, you're trying to get to 10. It's trying to get to 0. So it's trying to knock you down. You're trying to knock yourself up. So you're going to be making rolls, okay? And I'm going to roll as well. So you're looking at your base. Your pool right now is you're at a 5. So go ahead and roll your, and how many points do you want to put in your athletics?
Let's do 2 points right now out of my 10.
Okay, cool.
Do-do-do. Ooh, okay, I got a 3.
All right, so she got a 3 as well. Let me see what Thaddeus gets. Thaddeus got a 2. So here's what happens. You leap forward. The creature leaps at the same time. Thaddeus gets tripped up in his drug state and is just barely behind you, but close enough to this thing that it's able to grab Thaddeus and pull him down to the ground. And you have a split second. You have a decision. You can try to shoot one of them again, or you can get the fuck out.
I'm wishing so deeply Asha was here with me right now, because I know she'd have something in her bag that would just fucking set the whole place on fire, which is what I wish I could do right now. So that's my in-character thought. Yeah, because I've got nothing. I think I would shoot the creature again because there's no way that I this is like so conflicting. It's scary. There's a monster. What do I do when there's a monster? I think I'd shoot her again. I'd try.
Okay. So this is going to be a hard roll because they're tussling right now. She's on top, but you could still easily hit Thaddeus. So I'm going to say it's a difficult roll. So spin points accordingly.
Oh my God. Okay. This is shooting again, though. So I have quite a few. All right. And it's going to be above 4. All right. And I already spent 1 for that last one. So let's spend 3. So I'm down a total of 4. Let me make sure I make that note proper. Yes. Okay. Oh my God. I'm actually stressed. I'm sweating. Okay. Well, I hit a 5 plus 3. So 8.
You barely make it. You hit. And because it, like I said, it was a very hard thing. So roll your damage.
Okay. 3.
Okay, plus 1 is 4, so you've done 9 points. It falls over to the side. Thaddeus is having a panic attack. His heart is probably worse than usual. What do you want to do?
Can I just...
like firemen carry him out?
Yeah, I'm thinking like, yeah, because I'm assuming I put all the drug at least in my bag, on my person actually. I probably put it like in a clothing pocket. Whichever pocket is available. Yeah, so yeah, let's try to get him the fuck out of here. Maybe the goddamn door will hold this thing enough for us to escape.
So you get out of there, and yeah, sure enough, a few moments later, you start hearing, as you're going down the stairs, this sound of Thaddeus's apartment being ripped apart. He's like, ah, fuck.
I'm gonna slap him. Just like, you stupid bitch. What the fuck are you doing? I was close to retirement. What the fuck?
Oh, that's great. So, two questions to think about. You don't have to answer these right now. Where do you drop Thaddeus off because he's dead weight? And where do you go after you drop off Thaddeus? You don't have to answer those right now. We are going to come back to you. But those are things you need to think about, okay? Okay. Asha, you go outside. This place is definitely lower income. The hotel, they must have paid for a lot of hours. It is not a hotel that people usually stay in overnight.
So the important thing here is I don't actually have to worry about the pool of my blood in the...
Probably not. It's just one more layer of blood probably on that mattress. You ever seen Hellraiser? There's that mattress. Yeah. Anyway, so you get out and there's this like really nice black Mercedes sports car in the middle of all this. And you're like, how the fuck did this not get stolen or ripped apart by this point or whatever? It does not look like it's supposed to be there at all.
Okay. Guessing this is my ride. I'm going to check the trunk for other clothes because I still don't want to be wearing this weird high-end waitress. This shirt's still slightly damp. It's really wrinkled now. There's a large pink stain on it.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like a wine spill.
And maybe there's a first aid kit in there. If it was actually my car, there would definitely be a first aid kit in there. I seriously doubt this is my car.
So what you find is a large duffel bag. There's actually two duffel bags. One duffel bag with your normal kit. So explosion caps, C4, different things to deal with explosions, and a couple of guns in there. The second one has a bunch of cash and passports and identities, things like that. So you have two full duffel bags of your stuff.
Perfect. I'm going to check the car for trackers.
I'm going to say that's a criminology thing. That's a investigation skill.
Which I have.
There is a tracker. You have seen the trick before where they actually put it under the hood by the engine in the back. So it's even harder to find. And yeah, there's a tracker there.
I'm going to attach that to another car nearby.
So as you start to touch it, your phone starts to ring.
Well, I look at their caller ID at this phone number.
Just says C.
I don't know. Okay, well, I answer.
You're not removing my tracker, are you?
Of course not, but I would like to know where things are that are watching me.
We don't like that. I just want to keep tabs on you, that's all. Why don't you leave it there? It's the best place for it.
I'm sure it is. Am I going to see you again soon?
Oh, yeah. Blood like yours, I'm not going to let that go anytime soon. You tasted wonderful.
I'm sure I did. Well, let me at least get cleaned up.
Hey, go about your business. I'll know where to find you, don't worry.
Sure thing.
Do you hang up?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Fucking nasty ass motherfucker.
Yeah, totally creepy, gross. Yeah, that's the right response.
So I'm going to get changed in the back of the car and think about some options. But I guess, like, it's been a while. So can I try to, like, go into some kind of, like, I don't know, state to remember Layla's number?
Absolutely. So why don't we use, you know what, though it's not a stability roll, you are using your mental capacity to kind of dive deep into your psyche. So if you want to pull points for this roll, you're going to pull them from your stability number, okay? I'll tell you exactly what you have to hit, a 6, because this is difficult. Whatever happened to you, they've wiped out.
I'm going to go for another 3 points, my stability. I'm definitely using these up. I do actually need assistance, both medical and something, but it's fine. I've got my kit. I'm going to call Layla. I'm going to figure out a place to meet her, and I'm going to blow the fucking car up. Oh, thank God. I got a 3 on the dice.
Nice. Ooh.
So,
yeah.
Close. I don't know why I have such a problem with singular versus plural. But yes, I got a 3 plus 3 is a 6.
Awesome. So, yeah, you remember her number.
I'm going to assume that there is another burner phone in my kit with all the passports and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I am going to use that to call Layla. Like, as I dial the phone, I'm like kind of, like, reflexively clutching the bag with all my explosive supplies.
Makes sense. Okay. So, Decker.
I'm running.
You have gotten out. They stopped at a stop sign. You jumped out. You know, typical near a prison neighborhood. There's a bunch of cars around. And what do you want to do? Do you want to boost a car? How do you want to get going?
No. In fact, what I'm going to do is look for somebody that looks lonely, if that's a descriptor.
That's a descriptor.
And schmooze them a little bit so they can give me a drive to where I want to go.
Flirting or flattery, the 2 F's of Decker.
It very much depends on who I approach.
I'm going to say that there's a younger woman, probably in her 20s, just sitting on her porch drinking Michelob Light. In a sundress.
Okay, and there's a car in that driveway?
Yep.
Perfect. Flattery. Making sure I don't look like a prisoner. Fix my hair, make sure my locks look smooth, smooth my edges, smooth my eyebrows. Straighten my back. All right. excuse me.
Yeah?
Yeah, hey, I was just passing through town and my car broke down a couple miles out. Do you, I hate to ask you this. I know you are having a beautiful day outside in this gorgeous sundress that you're wearing, and here I am, a complete stranger, asking you for help, but do you think you could do me a solid? I only have $20 to my name.
Where are you going?
Just the town over.
You want me to drive you over to D.C.?
Could you?
He looks at you for a second.
I strike my best pose, hands on.
Yeah, I think I can do that. Jump in.
Thank you. I wouldn't mind if you could tell me a little bit more about, look her up and down. Those nails, those are gorgeous. Tell me more about them.
Oh, Patty does them down in the corner. She's wonderful. I hope they hold on to her. I go down there when I can. You know, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
So, yeah, and she's smiling and she's letting you in. And you notice as she's opening the door and you're getting in that she has, it looks like, deliberate cuts on her arms, not suicide cuts, just to be clear, but like cuts on her arms and her thighs. And she goes, "My name is Jenny. It's nice to meet you."
"Hey, Jenny. You can call me Decker."
She just starts up the car and pulls away. Sophia, you are cleaning up everything. Suddenly, five or six mobster guys show up and start taking down Igor. And Alexander is like, all right, look, we're going to get these bodies out of here. And then me and a couple of the other guys are going to come back and start cleaning this all up. You got everything?
Yeah, I got everything.
Just leave your cleaning supplies, like your bottles and stuff, and I'll give you a call. Look through all that shit, see if you can see why the Allfathers did this. I know what that chucklehead said, but there's got to be more to it than that.
All right, and just make sure whatever's left over you bring back to me. It's my own special blend stuff.
I will. No problem. All right, get out of here.
Okay.
Someone might call this in at any point.
Don't forget to get the shell casings.
This isn't my first rodeo. I got it.
I know. You know me, though. My checklists.
I get it. All right, I'll talk to you later. So you head out, and as you're driving along, you get a phone call. It says no contact.
Like no caller ID.
Caller ID, which is not odd for the business that you do.
I pick up the phone.
Is this Sophia?
It sounds like a filtered voice.
Who's this?
My name's Van Helsing, and I have a job I'm willing to pay you to do. It's a lot of money.
Who recommended you? I don't usually work for people I don't know.
He rattles off one of your old contact handlers from the old days in the CIA.
He goes, look, I'm putting together a crew off books. It's going to be $1 million apiece when the thing's done. We can launder it any way you want.
Well, where do you want to meet?
Maybe in downtown D.C., near the phallic symbol.
Click. And that's where we're going to end this particular episode. Thank you all so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed Dead Drop, our Knight's Black Agent's game. Let's find out where all these wonderful people are. Let's start with B.
Hello, all. I've been your non-binary busy B. You can find me on Twitter as @B_Zelda. I'm a podcaster, streamer, writer, and community manager for D&D Adventures League.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter @LADaisyGirl. That's LADeSI girl. Pretty much all the other socials as Forgotten Saves. If you want to hear me play more TTRPGs, usually with characters with slightly less memory loss, you can find me on the Happy Jacks RPG back catalog or on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter @Michulhu. That's MICHULHU. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe through BattleBards.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can just find me hanging out on Twitter. That's at Saint Spider TV. So that's SaintSpiderTV. That's at Twitter. Thanks.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me @PlateMailGames on Twitter. You can also find the show @12SideStories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories. And you can find us doing a stream now called Providence Decayed on Tuesday nights. B and Saint are both on that show, and Michelle as well, with Janine, and it's a great show. You should come and check it out. If you want to help the show, the stream, or the podcast, you could join us on Ko-fi or Patreon. You could throw us 5 stars on your favorite platform. You could give us a shout out, or you could do all 4, whatever works for you. And actually, through Twitch, we have some merch, some 12-sided story t-shirts if you want some swag. So check that out as well. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed our first episode, and we will talk at you soon. Bye.
Bye.